Chapter 23. Vulgatis, Diviner's Prime.
It has to be me!
Howled Livia, terrifying Damia with the ferocity in her voice. There was no irony in her tone now, just naked fury. As the jump pack's thrusters roared beneath them, Livia drew a strange-looking knife and brandished it at the few demons that were still circling them. Most of the screaming, shark-like things had been obliterated moments earlier, destroyed by the lines of bloodfire hauled from the heavens. The crimson flames had skewered, then imploded, the demons, dragging unexpected cheers from Livia and Damia. But the few that remained were still intent on blocking their return to the stone griffin. Livia whispered a long stream of syllables, and it sounded to Damia as though she was speaking backwards. The words were a torrent of convoluted gibberish. The knife flickered in response to the words, and Damia saw again how misguided she had been about Livia. This was sorcery. There could be no other way to describe it. As Livia continued muttering, the light in the blade grew so fierce that Damia had to look away. Then, with a final word, Livia slashed the knife through the air, and the light sprayed out in a rippling semicircle towards the demons. As it collided with the demons' blue, undulating bodies, the light passed through them. The sky was bisected by a scar of blue and pink flames. Then, when the glare faded away and the sky was seamless once more, the demons were gone.
"It has to be me!"
hissed Livia, boosting the jets of the jump pack and throwing them both back towards the steps. They landed heavily among the bodies of the seraphim that had been butchered by the demons. Livia shielded Damia from the impact and then gently put her back on the ground before looking down at the scene below. They both stared in stunned silence. The walls had been torn down, and the towering golems were striding through the destruction they had wrought. It looked to Damia as though the old gods of Diviner's Prime had risen from their slumber to strike down the works of the god emperor. But even the magnificence of the stone giants was overshadowed by what was happening beyond the ruined walls. The whole mountainside was being wrenched back and forth, like a flag rippling in the breeze. Vast shoulders of rock were being hurled around, triggering a thunderous avalanche from the surrounding slopes. Thousands of tons of rock crashed down into the valley, adding to the destruction. The fortress shook in response, and Damia staggered across the steps as slabs of ossified bone crashed down all around them.
"The blade!"
cried Livia, hauling her back to her feet and dragging her up the steps.
"We must save it!"
A figure charged through the whirling banks of dust, making for the top of the steps. He was a giant, clad in blue battle plate, and Damia cowered at the sight of him, knowing immediately that it could only be one of the Adeptus Astartes. It was not so much the bulk of the warrior that terrified her, it was the expression on his face. His features were large and perfectly symmetrical, like a character from a heroic painting, and his eyes were locked on the statue of the griffin, with such fierce resolve that she could not believe they would dare compete with him. He seemed even more godlike than the golems that were tearing the fortress down. He paused and glanced at them as he passed.
"Leave!" he cried. "The fortress is coming down!"
"Wait!"
cried Livia, outraged.
The
blade is in danger!"
growled the space marine, without giving her a second glance.
"There is a sorcerer in Vulgatis. Leave this place!"
"Moron!" whispered Livia as he reached the chasm at the top of the steps. The warrior looked across the gap to the casket beneath the griffin. Then he nodded and took a few steps back, preparing to make a running jump. Livia glanced at Damia, the crooked smile back on her face.
"The galaxy is peopled almost entirely with simpletons,"
She raised her knife, which makes life so much easier for the rest of us. She flicked the blade to one side as though fending off an invisible blow and muttered another spell. The Space Marine ran and launched himself from the top step, propelled by a flicker of psychic fire. As his feet left the edge of the steps, a wound opened up in the air between him and the dais, mirroring the shape Livia had made with her knife. Blue and pink flames spiraled from the hole, viscous and treacly, spewing out through the air. The warrior cursed. He summoned white light from his staff and jammed it into the opening, trying to halt himself in mid-air. The staff caught on the edge of the portal and lodged there, like an anchor. But his momentum was so great that his lower half flipped round and disappeared into the fire, vanishing from view. Livia laughed at the sight of the Space Marine, trapped in mid-air, only his upper half visible. It looked as though he had been sliced in two. Her amusement was cut short by another deafening explosion in the valley. Damia and Livia flinched and whirled around to see that a great thunderhead had risen up into the sky and was rolling across the ruined fortress. The mountain of dust and fumes hurtled towards them, and Damia saw that there were two figures riding the crest of the wave, a pair of battling warriors, wearing the same battle plate as the man Livia had just trapped in the sky. They were hacking at each other furiously, with flashing blades, but both had their eyes fixed on the Edicular Sacrum, as they tumbled and rolled through the tumult. As the front edge of the dust cloud hit, the two warriors crashed into the steps with the force of a comet, scattering corpses and wreckage.